This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
See what Moody's done today to try and tie it. Pressure kick 44 yards away from the middle of the field.
That one had a little English on it. It looked like it was pulling left, and then it faded back to the right. Good job by Jake Moody.
That's got to feel good. Smile there from Moody and Thomas Morstead.
Jake Moody pissed me off.
Hey, Guy Haberman, Tim Ryan on the call, KPIX. And no, he's not going Harris English, got out golfing. There was a little English on the ball, though. Good for Jake Moody. Game-tying and game-winning field goal in Las Vegas in that house of horrors for Niner fans, Allegiant Stadium. And I'm back in. I was never out, Joe. I was never out on Jake Moody. But I'm in right now. How could you not be? How could you not feel good for the guy in that moment when everyone was doubting him, when he had a miss earlier, he had a near miss earlier in that game too. But when push came to shove, Jake Moody got it done.
What will it take for you to do it, bro?
I love Jonathan in San Francisco. Did we take Jake Moody for granted? I'm kidding. Good morning, Joe. We all have smiles on our faces. Hey, a preseason win, although it means nothing. Let's just say it means nothing. It feels good, though, to win. I don't care. Even in preseason, it feels good.
Meaningless one way or the other.
It wasn't meaningless.
We're taking preseason wins for granted.
No.
Yes.
No, we're taking Jake Moody winning a preseason game for granted, though, a little bit. That means something. Not everything.
It doesn't count for anything.
It means a little something, though. It means a little something.
For what?
His confidence. And Niners fans' confidence in him. I believe that.
For now.
I do. Yeah, good for Jake Moody.
I don't believe it at all. You know, we're bringing up Shanahan this morning,
and
you laid out five different reasons, which were pretty eloquent about why you believe Kyle Shanahan is taken for granted.
I had top five reasons why Kyle Shanahan is taken for granted here in the Bay Area, and I listed those, and if you missed any of them, you can go back and hit the rewind feature on YouTube or the Odyssey app, and it's going to be brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lawyer out of loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
I think Kyle and Brock actually share a similar arc heading into this year, which is we had a down year last year. It wasn't as bad as the record might have looked or the numbers might indicate, but we need to bounce back. Mm-hmm. And we can ill afford to have another bad year together again. And I think that both guys are really good, not the best at their craft currently, can X their way back and march their way back into that top five, if you will, or toward that top five at their respected craft if they have a bounce back year. But if you have another 6-11 year, all right, for X, Y, and Z reasons, you know, you're going to be, we're going to be looking at this whole operation a little different. You know, now Kyle has actually paid the quarterback. It's given him a ton of money. We all think he's good. Now the question is not, is he good? Can you win a Super Bowl with him making this amount of money? Mm. And are you good at building the team around him? Now that's the question when he's making that much money. We know that you were really good at building a team around a quarterback making not a lot. You're excellent at it. And you got right on the doorstep of winning it all, could have won it all. And now, like, the algorithm's changed a little. You're paying the quarterback a lot of money. You've had to say goodbye to some good players. Now it's really incumbent that all your draft picks hit and look good. And you can't be 6-11. This year, you've got to be better than that.
Well, they have to be better than that, and that's why we were talking about it last week. We're going to continue to talk about it. The expectations of this team are what, right? If we're on a lot of people are in agreement, like, hey, they may make the playoffs, but they might not. And if they don't make the playoffs, is that an indictment on coaching? Is that an indictment on the roster? Does it all fall on Kyle Shanahan? Those are going to be questions we're going to be having throughout the season. But I just feel like when I compare and contrast what's going on here with the major sports teams in the Bay Area, when it comes to how we feel about Steve Kerr, minute allocation for the young players, you know, rotations, all of that. When it comes to Bob Melvin right now, there's no stock lower amongst coaches in any major sport right now, I believe, than one Bob Melvin in San Francisco. I mean, I could just play this right now real quick.
Well, look, everybody's feeling it right now, especially at home. You lose games, and you lose multiple games, and you lose them in different fashions. It's not a great feeling, but I think we take the field every day in good spirits, and you got to do it again the next day, unfortunately.
Do it the next day, unfortunately. That's the mantra of the Giants the rest of the season. Like, that's the manager of the San Francisco Giants right now. So I am appreciative, and I'm appreciating today a guy like Kyle Shanahan, what he has meant for the 49ers. That being said, this is, you know, a season now with Kyle Shanahan, with John Lynch, coming up on a decade here. You can't have two losing seasons in a row. Because if you do, that's when the word and the term hot seat start to come about. Now, how does it look? If your quarterback goes down, you get a backup. You know, it's a no-excuse business, and the NFL stands for not for long, and I feel like we even use that too much now. But Kyle Shanahan feels like we're getting to a point within the fan base. All right, it was cute, it was nice, it was fun. We've had a lot of good moments. Let's see it now with Brock Purdy. I'm not allowing you, Kyle, to now shift to another quarterback. Either get it done with Purdy, or you're out of here.
I just think we're restless.
Is that too strong?
No, I think we're just restless, right? Like, we kind of know going in, like, really unlikely to win a Super Bowl this year. So you better just be good.
Really unlikely, but it would be the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, because I have seen this team get there. They have, like, pieces. You're looking at me like I'm full
of crap. I just
don't
think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
That's fine. I don't think it would be insane, like, if I, like,
fast forward. I think it would be.
No. Because I didn't think the Niners were going to get to the Super Bowl with freaking Brock Purdy. I thought the season was over then. Like, this team is somehow...
Yeah, but that team had all pros everywhere. Like, you knew the whole lineup.
There still are some all pros here. Like, no,
the part where Purdy went down is... Okay. The part that everyone forgets about that season is that Jimmy Garoppolo actually played the best football of his life the 3 or 4 weeks prior to him getting hurt. Because they got CMC.
Because they got Christian McCaffrey.
All right? So, like, I know, like, it's unlikely that a third stringer or whatever got them to the Super Bowl. But the reality was, like, Jimmy was playing really good football. You could make the argument he was playing the best that he's played in years. So, like, I get what you're saying. That team was loaded.
I understand. I'm also looking through this, and I'm going to keep talking about this. The NFC, outside of the Eagles, who are the top dog in the all of the National Football League, but it's specifically in the NFC, right? That's who you got to worry about first and foremost. It's division, and then it's conference. I'm saying it's wide open outside of the Eagles. Like, there's no fear factor for me. If I sneak into the playoffs, and as we've mentioned, another reason why we take Kyle Shanahan for granted here in the Bay, when he gets to the playoffs, he wins. Now, that's going to be the question. Can they get there? And right now, there's major question marks within the division and the Rams and their quarterback situation. What the hell is going on with Matthew Stafford? Because if he's compromised and he doesn't go this season or at the start of the season, and they have to pivot to Jimmy Garoppolo or old man Stetson Bennett, who's going to be 28 years old in a couple months. Yeah, that's crazy. I looked up his age. Stetson Bennett's almost 30 years old. He's even had a snap in the regular season in the NFL. It's crazy. And then you got that Kyler Murray, Sam Darnold, like, yeah, I think the Niners got action this year.
I just think you're getting way out ahead of yourself, right? Like, there's like this. You got to get out of the blocks hot.
Yes.
You don't just like wake up like Super Bowl. Like even
I'm not
that
saying
up.
Super Bowl. I'm saying the NFC is wide open. I feel like we have a defeatist.
No, but that's not.
We have a defeatist mentality.
That's
talking
not
about the
defeatist.
Niners.
It's we know that this is a marathon, and we know that there's checks and balances to it. And this roster does not just get the benefit of the doubt to wake up, roll out of bed, and start having the SB conversation, the Super Bowl conversation. What I'm saying to you is like, let's have the win the West conversation first. Can we get to the playoffs before we even bring that up? When I could name 20 of the 22 starters, yeah, let's talk Super Bowl.
Am I not allowed to be optimistic about this team at all? Am I not allowed to be? It feels like I'm being caved in. You're not supposed, you can't talk Super Bowl, you can't talk
Are the Tampa Bay Bucks talking about the NFC. Super Bowl this morning?
No, because they have Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles is never winning a Super Bowl. Sorry, that's not happening.
Todd Bowles was a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator.
Okay? Exactly. But not like, an offensive coordinator or defensive. He's not a head coach. Okay. Yeah.
So the Niners get the benefit of the doubt, but the Tampa Bay Bucks don't. All I'm saying is that we don't have to go flying off the handle to Super Bowl talk. Let's win the West.
The only thing I said was I don't think it's insane if you said it. People are saying there's no chance that
happens.
We're
not there yet. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just allowing myself to
So like 2019. Could you beat the Bucks week one? Could Jimmy come back from his ACL tear? Can Nick Bosa, who didn't play at all in the preseason with a high ankle sprain, look good? You were throwing touchdown passes in the end of that game to Richie James, for Christ's sake. All right? So we didn't talk Super Bowl coming out of the preseason. It's like, hey, let's get into the playoffs. Let's get back and try to win the West and get into the playoffs. And that's where we started. And then we can get, as the year progresses and we have some key matchups, you know, we might get a snapshot of some playoff looks. And it will naturally get that. For.
Listen, I'm not shoehorning them in immediately. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just choosing to have an open mind. I'm an open-minded kind of a guy. I'm an open-minded person. I'm going to have the positive nature. That's who I am. I'm always a cautiously optimistic type of personality, Joe. And that's how I'm viewing this team right now. And the head coach is a big part of that. Kyle Shanahan. Do we take him for granted, Niner fans? I'm going to get to the calls right now. They've been waiting patiently. Dave is in Fresno. Wants to join the conversation. Dave, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast. What's up, man?
Good morning. the thing about Kyle Shanahan is that, you know, it's like, I think some people, I think they live in fear. I think they live in fear of, because we went through Tom Sula and Chip Kelly, that, you know, for whatever reason, Kyle gets fired or let go or leaves, you automatically go back to that. I think a lot of fans, they don't want to go back to that. You know, when we hired Kyle, it was a lot of desperation. You know, we were losing. He was the hottest candidate at the time. So when they hired him, they gave him everything he wanted, the power to hire his own GM. I think that rubs a lot of fans the wrong way. But I think the thing about Kyle, what I don't subscribe to, is that I think he gets judged differently than other head coaches. Because the NFL is a ruthless business. It's did you win or not? And with Kyle, when they lose or he loses, there's an excuse. Oh, this guy was hurt. Oh, well, I had this quarterback. This guy didn't block that guy. It's always an excuse for these other coaches who get fired left and right, who do go to Super Bowls, who win Super Bowls. It's justified because even in the 09 in history, people didn't make excuses for Mariucci, Harbaugh, even Walsh and Seifert the way they do for Kyle. And I think it's, like I said, it's that fear factor of like, well, I don't want to go back to Tom Sula and Chip Kelly, so I'm going to hold on to Kyle for dear life until the wheels fall off. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I feel like there's nothing, no wrong he can do, because if there is a wrong, there will be an excuse for it. What I would like to see from Kyle personally, I would like to see him coach and not have to worry about putting together a team. I like the dynamic in like Philly and Baltimore. We have these head coaches who have won Super Bowl, and they have these elite GMs, and the GMs do the GM work and the coaches do the head coaching. Now, you can work together as that pairing. But I think Kyle, I think for me, I don't like that aspect of him being like Shasky said, he runs the show. I wish he can just focus on coaching and let the GM GM. But yeah, do we take him for granted? Maybe, but I think some of his own doing, I think he gets judged differently than other head coaches. I don't agree with that. And that's my take.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
Dave brought up I think he was alluding to Doug Peterson. That's why I think I could be wrong, but I think he's alluding to Doug Peterson. Wins the Super Bowl and then gets fired. Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl. They were 13-3.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously Carson Wentz and Nick Foles and that whole situation. And then went 9-7, 4-11. And feuded with Howie, with ownership. So like there were things that we don't see from afar that happened from within that they talked about every single day. Yep. And Doug Peterson wore out his welcome, you know, and that's what happened there. But he didn't just get fired a year later.
No, that's right? Not how it works. Hell, the year later, they were in the Superdome playing up against the Saints. Alshon Jeffrey catches a ball. Mm-hmm. Hell, the Eagles might go back-to-back. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it felt like on that run, right? It kind of 100%. Felt like that. I almost feel like the Eagles are like the Giants in 2016 on if they had gotten past that opponent.
I'm with you.
I think they win the whole thing.
I'm with you. Like, and then I always go to like the Andy Reid stuff, and I talk to the boss about this a lot. They go 11-5, 10-6, and then Andy Reid's with the Eagles, okay? Then he goes 8-8, then 4-12. All right, so they had been scuffling. Yep. and
Dream kinda, Team, remember? That was the beginning of the end for Andy Reid, was that Dream Team.
Exactly. And so, like, it's never one season. It's the totality of what happens over a couple of seasons. And then there might be some infighting. There might be the GM rift. Mm-hmm. There might be ownership rift. For each individual, sometimes it just might be time.
Yeah.
You know, you've been in a place a long time. Like right now, Mike Tomlin, you were referencing him earlier. Yeah. It's been there forever.
Long time.
Right? They haven't won a playoff game since 2016. So if he doesn't win a playoff game, it's not that he's not good. It's just, it's time.
Isn't it insane, real quick, on the Mike Tomlin thing? Like, they've had three coaches. Like, literally the last, 50, 60 years? Chuck Knoll?
Yeah.
Bill Cowher? Mike Tomlin? That's talking about models of consistency right there. It's pretty incredible. But
you know what? You say that, but then I see someone like the Philadelphia Eagles that have run through coaches and different people, and they've also been to a lot of Super Bowls lately. No, so I think it goes in both directions.
No, exactly. There's not that's what I'm getting at here. There's not one right and wrong way. There's multiple ways to build winning organizations. Hell, we see it all the time in basketball, right? Oklahoma City Thunder and how they build things is different than, you know, the, I don't know, like a Lakers team, right? That just gets all these guys like, boom, here we go. We won. Or the Knicks.
Who have traded for a lot of players and paid them a lot of money.
There's ways to do things, right? There's the Warriors way of drafting and developing, but also, hey, a lot of Kevin Durant, there you go. Like, there's different ways to do things. In the NFL in particular, there is something that I want to get on what Dave was talking about that is a big sticking point, I think, with a lot of Niner fans, and we're kind of talking about it right now, is, you know, too much control for a head coach. And I feel like the model of consistency and the best way to do it is kind of what we see when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they know, everyone knows their role. They got the GM, Brett Veach. You got your head coach who's going to have input, obviously, in Andy Reid. He's going to say, these are the kind of players I want. Brett, go out and get them. He's going to have his imprint, but it's not going to all fall on him. You got your defensive coordinator, Spags, in there. He's been a head coach in his own right. Probably also has the ear to the GM as well, the kind of players he wants. And you got your quarterback, obviously. And it's a group. It's a group project that's truly, you know, 2020. Like, everyone has equal footing, right? And contributes equally. You don't see that very often. Like, I go back to the Patriots dynasty, probably the greatest dynasty we've ever seen. It really felt like it was my way or the highway when it came to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, right? That's kind of how it felt like. Now, you had some guys, the GMs of the world, and there's a list and list and list of them, but it felt like at the end of the day, it was Bill Belichick. And that he was the guy calling the shots. And then towards the end, once Tom left, it really felt like, okay, maybe it did pass him by. And maybe it was more player-driven than we wanted to give it credit for. And Tom needed that quarterback, or Bill needed that quarterback in Tom Brady. Now, you get what I'm saying here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do. Like, but you're bringing up Brett Veach with the Kansas City. Maybe people don't know who that is, but
he's the GM.
He's been the GM since 2017.
He's been there for a while.
When Andy was hired, it was John Dorsey who they got reunited from Green Bay. They worked together in Green Bay. They both showed up in 2013 to Kansas City. Dorsey got fired and Veach got elevated. Veach had been with Andy Reid since 2008.
Yeah.
So, like, there's an important factor there. Like, they did move off the guy who helped bring in Andy Reid.
Yes.
Andy didn't want to have the player control, and he really, 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 really trusts Brett Veach. And also, there was this kind of like, hey, I brought Brett Veach up, and so he already knows my system for 20-some-odd years, and he knows the kind of players that I'm looking at.
That's a great point because, yeah, I want to get into it. It wasn't just some, like, guy that was there, and he's like, oh, Andy doesn't know, and he was forced to know him. This is a guy that he handpicked.
Yeah,
from a previous organization.
And left Philly and came with him to run player personnel, whatever his title was. He wasn't the GM. Originally, it was John Dorsey.
He was pro and college personnel analyst and then co-director of player personnel.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, like, you know, the one thing that Andy has done a good job of is stepping back and saying, you know, I trust you to pick the guys that you know I like, you know I will like, and I'll put my input when needed. Like, if you don't think Andy's fingerprints are all over the Xavier Worthy pick, like,
absolutely.
You're tripping.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's right up his alley.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he is, like, they work in tandem. Yes.
They work hand in hand together, and they've been doing it for so long together. You know, John Lynch works, I guess, essentially for Kyle. I mean, that's the way I kind of view it.
That always bothers me that we don't really, like, no, I guess. Like, I know we know that's, like, because Kawakamis of the world have said, like, no, Kyle has final say on the roster. He has final say on this. Like, I don't know what the relationship is like.
Don't you think McVay has final say with what goes down in L.A.?
I don't know. I think Les Snead might, right?
Like, Les Snead is trading for Matt Stafford without full waving approval from Sean.
But we give him all the credit when it comes to the F them picks, right? And it's Les Snead. Yeah, he's the guy. So I'm not sure. Like, there is a conversation to be had when it comes to the player, you know, not development, but the player, like, selection in San Francisco. I don't know where it starts and where it begins. Keith's in Dallas. He's been hanging tight. Wants to join the conversation. Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted is our question today. 888-957-9570. What's up, Keith? K-Bone, you there? gone. Dallas, those Dallas Airways, man, they'll get you. Dave's in San Leandro wants to join the conversation. Hi, what's up, Dave?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Hey, so I just wanted to bring up, I think he is not underrated. Basically, my whole point is, when you don't know what's going on in the rules in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter or in overtime, that automatically drops you some notches there. The other thing is, I think he got smart without admitting it, that having Salah and the other guy, Brandon Staley, still there covers his deficiencies as a head coach. We are so lucky that Dominic Pooney did not get an injury, because without him, our season was over. That's all I got.
All right. That's Dave in San Leandro. PCL injury, they're calling it, for Dominic Pooney. Going to be out for the next couple weeks. Hopefully he's back for week one in Seattle, which is, again, 20 days away from that. We're reacting to, obviously, a Niners win over the Raiders. Jake Moody with some clutch kicks there. Does that do anything for you? 888-957-9570. But do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted? You can also hit us up there.
One thing I think that they've done a really good job of, just Kyle, the organization as a whole, is replenishing their coaching ranks. They've lost a lot. It's really difficult. And when people keep poaching you year after year after year, it's just hard to reinvent your team on the fly with young, ready-to-go guys. Like, they've lost so many coordinators who were assistants for them. They've lost so many coordinators for them that they eventually became head coaches. Like, the well can only go so deep. And you saw with Belichick, I think he ran out of people that he trusted.
Dude, he was going to Matt Patricia on offense?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what are we doing here?
Well,
and
that's
Joe Judge?
30 years of being poached.
Right?
And Saban went through this, too. And then he eventually was like, I have to bring in Lane Kiffin or Sark.
Or Sarkisian, yeah,
you know,
exactly,
like guys
yeah.
that are outside my bubble and bring those guys
Bill,
in.
Bill O'Brien.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Bill O'Brien was with Saban way back when.
That's true. Was he? Oh,
yeah, at one point, I believe they were together. It wasn't Cleveland. They have some connective tissue from back in the day. But you're right. Like, yeah. bringing in guys from outside in. Like, Lane Kiffin was out of left field. Mm-hmm. Sark was out of left field for him. And it worked.
It did. 888-957-9570 is the number. Speaking of Kyle Shanahan, people are concerned right now when it comes to the current team with the depth. And I'm not here to say that you can't be concerned about that, because it's a concern for mine too. Here's Shanahan after the game Saturday, talking about losing three guys on offense, that being Pooney, Taylor, and obviously Corey Kiner.
I mean, you just deal with it. Hopefully we'll get a bunch of guys back here. I mean, we didn't lose anyone for the year or anything like that. So, and we had pretty good luck on defense and special teams today, so that was good. But losing those three guys on offense was tough. But they won't be out forever. So hopefully they'll heal up fast.
The one thing I will defend him on, we way over-criticize Kyle Shanahan for injuries. Do people know that the sport is violent?
Yeah. I hate that we blame coaches for
injuries. It's ridiculous.
Too. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
There's something to be said sometimes when the guy's clearly not healthy and you thrust him back out there.
Protecting the quarterback as a whole over the whole season, we can criticize play calling, protection, personnel that you've invested in the offensive line. That I'm here for. Individual injuries in a game, it's ridiculous. Like, it's absolutely absurd. You think it's Corey Kiner? His injury is Kyle's fault?
Right.
And that is just, that's absurd.
I guess it gets to a point with the fans where it happens so often and so much where we're like, this only happens to us, no one else. When in reality, it happens every team.
No.
Every team deals with it. Now, to the degree of Kyle Shanahan, I'm not sure. Someone will have to show me the stats when it comes to that. But to blame him for injuries in general, I think is laughable. People do, though. People blame, like, the training staff. It's like, oh, well, he's the training staff. He puts those people in place. That's just...
The soft tissue injuries are, like, combination of what are we doing in warming up, what are we doing in training. Like, those I have bigger questions with overall.
Right.
That's not on the head coach, though.
No, I agree with that. We're up against it. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. 888-957-9570. We'll also talk about some of our biggest takeaways from the game on Saturday. And, you know, stock up, stock down. Some players, stock is way up. Others, Amador Lenore, stock might be down. We'll get into that. 888-957-9570. Plus, the overarching question this morning, do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted? And by the way, we have a caller on the line that wants to talk about Kyle Shanahan. You know, 49er football season is starting up again when this caller calls in, and he's from Sacramento. As we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. This segment brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you in or out?
No, Crosby's a great player, but there's just like insecurity by Crosby and other, you know, Crosby fans, Raider fans, about he's better than you give him credit for. He's not the fourth best end. He's the second best end. He's not the third best end. He's the second best end. It's like, all right, relax. How about play a playoff game and look great, and then we'll have a conversation.
I know. Well, you got to get to the playoffs. He did have actually, I think, a sack or two against the Bengals in his only playoff action, so he did show up in the playoffs when it mattered. Damon SFTC and Sack wants to join the conversation. The phone lines are open, 888-957-9570. By the way, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Matt Lively right at 9 o'clock. He's going to be joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And obviously, Matt has been covering the team KPIX, where the game was, and all these preseason matchups have been on KPIX, and the fifth quarter on KPIX you can check out with Matt. Also, Valkyries pre and post we could get into with Matt, as well as the Valkyries fall yesterday to the Atlanta Dream in Ballhalla, snapping their four-game losing streak. Right now we're talking about whether or not we take Kyle Shanahan for granted here in the Bay Area. 888-957-9570, Joe. Max Crosby withstanding. Was there anything else you liked from that game on Saturday?
Well, I mean, Genty, who I was all over in the draft. Like, I mean, It sucks seeing their top pick play and ours on the sideline.
Yeah.
I'll give you some risers and fallers. You want some of those real quick?
Give it to me, brother.
Give me some NFL
give
music.
Give it to me.
And I'll give you who I thought rose in this game, and now the stock is up a little on them, and guys whose stock fell a little. All right. I'll just rat-a-tat-tat them.
Give it to me.
Chase Lucas. This is week after week now where this guy's just making plays. If Upton Stout has to miss some time, could this guy be your starting nickelback? Could he play on the outside? I have questions. I want answered. I like this guy a lot.
I mean, people, there's spots that are open and that need to be filled, Joe. And he could fill one of them absolutely with his level of play right now. Raiders played most of their starters on offense. If not all of them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So it was good to see.
Running the same three formations Chip Kelly always runs. All right, my two linebackers that I love. Tatum Bethune and Nick Martin. Both look excellent in this particular game. Nick Martin laid hat in this one.
He
looked incredible. The blitz for the sack where he kind of delayed and showed patience. Love that. But to me, it was the thump. I mean, he came and brought the thump. Nick Martin looked amazing. Tatum Bethune, he's just a player. There's just a player in that guy. I love the way we're developing these young linebackers.
Not that you can replace this guy, because you can't. And what he meant on this defense, the heart and soul, the level he played, he's an all-pro guy. But can someone emerge with the absence now of Dre Greenlaw? Can someone take that spot over? Not be Dre Greenlaw, but be pretty freaking good. Can they be good? Because we have great already with Fred Warner. Nick Martin. We all seem to think it's D Winters that's going to be slid right in there. We'll see. I would like to have some depth, though. And right now, it does feel like we actually have some depth that we could be excited about.
Yeah, I love what I see from him. And then I'm going to go to a guy that I absolutely destroyed last week. That Spencer Burford looked great.
Mm.
Not good, great.
Yeah.
I really went back and watched all of his snaps at tackle. And he was a pleasant surprise. I thought Pleasant looked okay as well. So I'm feeling a lot better about the tackles, but I also don't know like how much of that is I don't know anyone on the second line for the Raiders. And like I don't know what to make of it, but he looked great, and I want to give him his kudos. So he's rising for me, Spencer Burford.
Well, and I'll say this, because when we talk about preseason, who's in, who's out, we don't know any of these names. A lot of these people might be cut, but when it comes to the run game versus the pass game, that is something that I could kind of take a little bit from. And in the passing game, at least, it did feel like Brock Purdy did have enough time to make some plays, and he did that with Ricky Pearsall. Well, just enough. Now, is it going to be great? You're going to have Trent Williams out there. I was fine with the passing game. It's the run game, though, Joe. I'm concerned a little bit. I'm very concerned because your boy Crosby did blow up a couple of those plays early on.
Well, here goes my riser and faller. He's the duality. Corey Kiner.
Yeah.
You saw flashes. Probably the best run of the day from anyone in a Niner uniform. And then he gets the high ankle sprain. And so it becomes a faller because it sucks. Because it looks like this guy had an opportunity to be RB2. Like, he really did. And now he's probably going to be on the PUP, which is the list, because he might not be able to play for the first couple of weeks, which sucks. But if there's a silver lining, I didn't think they were going to be able to get this guy on the practice squad anyway. So this gives them an opportunity to be able to keep him and have him ready. But they need him.
I mean, is it forcing the Niners' hand to go out and trade for someone else right there? As reports come out of Washington that Brian Robinson Jr. is available to trade, they're making him available. Do you sniff around a guy like that, 26 years old? Think he's in his prime? Do you do it? Do you try to take on all that money? I'm not sure. But it'd be worth sniffing around if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Corey Kiner, Patrick Taylor, Isaac Garendo. The list goes on and on and on. All the people that just aren't healthy in the running back room for the Niners. And obviously, the big question mark with your starter is, can he stay healthy with Christian McCaffrey?
That's just incredible.
And it really is.
All right. I have a big takeaway, but I'm going to get to the two smaller ones. Jake Moody. He's rising just a little. You know, a little inch. A little inch here or there.
Moody.
You know.
Just an inch? It's an 8-incher right there.
I mean,
when Jake Moody, let's
when I
go.
Had you 6 feet.
He's rising, baby.
Okay, when I had
let's
you 6 feet deep, going up an inch is a long way. I mean, we were like, the nail was in the casket.
Oh, I think we're talking about two different analogies here. But
I don't know where your brain's going.
And Sam's looking at me like, please move on.
Yeah, I don't know
we're
where you're going.
We're getting in trouble here.
Brock
right.
and Ricky Pearce saw the connection.
Pitch intense.
It's fabulous, and it's real.
It's spectacular. Great. I'm excited about Ricky Pearsall and what he could be this year. I told you, Joe, I'm looking at that to be the number one connection after this season. If it's Brock and it's Ricky, I mean, you need to hit on a first-round pick here. And wouldn't it feel great to hit on Ricky Pearsall after all And just for Ricky as like a person and as a player on the team, I'm rooting for him. This is all the stuff that took place last year. What a story this guy's already had, and not in a great way. I would like for it to be in a good way going forward here now.
All right. And
I got
then
shot last year. Like, I can't get shot before the season started. Insanity.
I think that for the Niners on the field, this is going to be the most impactful rookie, in my opinion. It's the free safety we've been looking for forever, and he made multiple plays. The one for me was the third down tackle in space. It was just unbelievable. Marquise Siegel.
Mm.
Marquise Siegel looks not like a good player, like an absolute stud. He looks like the starting free safety week one. Just put it in marker. Let's roll.
And it's something I want to talk about. It's an overarching point, and Siegel being a part of that. I did feel like I felt like a physicality finally from that Niners defense, from players. I was feeling, you know, the hits on the TV screen, whether it's Bethune, whether it's Marquise Siegel. Like, when you pop a guy like Ashton Gentry like they did on defense, Bethune that is, and I'm going all over the place, but Siegel's a part of it. Just, that is an aspect that I didn't see from the Niners last year on defense.
Yeah.
Laying the wood and setting the tone with physicality, because the Niners the season prior did that. Remember, it was Fred Warner against Najee Harris, just lighting him up. Tone was set for the season right there, Joe. Tone was set there.
Last one, and this is more on my broadcaster big board. I thought Guy Haberman did a really good job again. Back-to-back weeks. I think he's in a really tough spot trying to replace someone who's, you know, I mean, just firmly established as one of the better Bay Area broadcasters in this region.
I think you call him a legend at this point. He's been around for a very long time.
He's not a Niner legend, though. No, I would stop you there.
He's not.
He's a Raider legend an A's legend, but not a Niner. To me, I have so much respect for Ted Robinson and for Joe Starkey and what they've done, and Lon Simmons prior to that. You know, I hold that position in high regard, and I don't just call anyone a legend.
I say Bay Area sports broadcasting legend. That's what Greg Papa, and again, we're all rooting for Papa in his fight against cancer, and Guy Haberman stepping up the way he's doing, Joe.
Guy's good. Yeah. Guy does a really good job, and so I think that once again, you know, second week just sounds like he belongs, and he's a really good play-by-play guy. I think he does a really good job.
Here at 95.7 again.
All right, here we go. Let's go to our fallers, okay?
Oh, no.
On that same note, I love you, Tim Ryan. I do. I do love some Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan, not everything needs to be cliche. Boom! He got it right here! Boom! dude, we know. We know you're the bootleg John Madden. We get it, all right? I'm asking you to just dial the propaganda down a little. Just a little.
We needed a pivot.
Mac Jones right there. Yeah, telegraphing intercepted passes to linebackers I've never heard of. Just everyone take a deep breath.
We're doing risers and fallers. If you want to have your own, 888-957-9570.
I love T-Rock, need the cliche propaganda in the preseason like this sometimes.
Hey, Joe.
I do love the propaganda, though. Again, we have in the 9 o'clock hour, the things that Spadoni loves about football.
I love T-Rock.
We're in the top 20 now as we're 20 days away from Niners-Seahawks week one. I feel like if we're doing falling, we should pivot to, Living Legends, Never Falling Down? That's a sick beat. Come on, that's a pretty good one, right? You know what I'm talking about. You ever heard that song?
I
you know what I'm talking about, right, Carter?
Maybe I do. I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. I'll just go, you know, whatever. It's fine. Continue.
No.
Now they're just going to go like Tom Petty. I'm free falling. So these are the guys who didn't look good in this game, and their stock is down. Let's start with the guy who got $20 million guaranteed. Luke Farrell. I mean, somebody who watches the X's and O's on the film and breaks down inline blocking. Yeah. Can someone explain to me why this guy got $20 million in guaranteed money? And we couldn't afford to keep, you know, a running back like Jordan Mason. Like, maybe they were just done with Mason. That's fine. But, like, on a team that's penny pinching, who was beating you in the line with $21 million of guaranteed money to go after Luke Farrell?
See, Luke Farrell is playing chess, not checkers right now. He's not revealing everything that he's going to put forward to this regular season. He's biding his time. He's not revealing his hand. It's very smart. Chess, not checkers for Luke Farrell.
Tonges? Right, or what? Is it Tonges? Tonges? I don't even know how to
Tongs,
pronounce it.
Tonges.
Tonges, okay. I've seen like more pass-catching ability from him than Luke Farrell thus far, and I've been underwhelmed with Luke Farrell's blocking on the isolated plays where I've identified him. These are just my opinions, all right? Jair Brown, this guy cannot play for you. If he is playing on the field, they are going to pick on him. Jair looks not good right now. I don't think that's an understatement or an overstatement. I think that's just an accurate statement. What are we, like, wow. I mean, the play with Brock Bowers, is a stud. He mossed him, no doubt about it. He mistimed it. He didn't get up. I thought he saw the ball the whole way. Couldn't make a play. I just, wow, what are we doing?
So did we come away from this game feeling better or worse about in the totality of the Niners' defense? Because I'm with you on that one. Jair Brown, who started off so hot, like Baldy was telling you, Bonte, yeah, and myself, like he was really high on Tig Brown coming out of Penn State. Very high on
the side. Just hasn't come to fruition.
And it just hasn't. He kind of had a pick in the Super Bowl, and just like, oh my God, right? And then it's just,
you know,
it's falling
down.
Let me
throw a name at you, Niners.
That doesn't
fans.
Happen very often where it starts off like, damn, this guy's
Adrian
good.
Adrian Colbert, same thing happened. Do you remember Adrian Colbert?
That's true.
He came out of nowhere. He was like a seventh round pick at safety. He played every game, and then all of a sudden just wasn't good. Out of nowhere. So I don't know. Joe, I legitimately don't know if this guy's going to even make the team. He's that bad right now.
That would be something
he
if
gets
he
picked
didn't.
On. He does. The other guy,
and Bowers, in fairness to your point,
Bowers is a stud. Yeah. It's not about an individual play, but like, he's just not good. Alfred Collins. We're hitting the Javon Kinlaw question marks here. Now, Kinlaw was a first round pick. You're a second round pick. It's been like last week, I thought Collins was okay, just okay. This week, I was like, he gets stood up. He doesn't have a move. He's slow. His hands aren't heavy. I don't know what to make of Alfred Collins other than I don't think he's going to help much this year.
I haven't really seen him flash. I mean, for a guy his size, 6'6", 330 pounds, Joe, I don't feel the size. And that's part of these things when we're watching that. And it's an adjustment for players that are playing in college that are used to just leaning on their size. You can't get away with size alone.
No.
You got to have technique. And the great ones figure it out, and maybe it'll take him some time, and hopefully he figures it out. But the problem is, Joe, they kind of need these guys to step up immediately.
Yeah.
They need to hit the ground running, and right now it's just not happening with Alfred Collins.
All right. The running back room, everyone's going to talk about the health. I'm going to go to, they just have a lack of physicality, lack of speed, burst, broken tackles. I don't know if that's a byproduct of the zone blocking scheme where at times it can look very finesse, but they just don't have a physical run game right now. And I'm very concerned about the run game as a whole. I think the offense is going to be a work in progress. I'm actually probably higher on the defense than the average fan. That has me concerned. But my number one concern is this.
Number one.
It's the injuries. And it's specifically about the guys that I haven't gotten a good look at. Jacob Cowing. Why did he not play in this game?
Yeah,
does anyone have an answer?
Maybe they're being, you know, cautious with him, but I don't know. I mean, the soft tissue injury, the hamstring, I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for you, Joe. I don't. Because you need to see this guy. You need a speed element on this team. And God love Ricky Pearsall. He's been flashing. He's looked good, but you know, when Jennings, if he does come back, like, they don't have a speed element on offense that they desperately need. I mean, how long have you been saying that? Like, it's almost like the Warriors with we need a young, athletic big that can do a stretch. No, we just need a fast guy in the Niners offense. Like, God, love Kyle Shanahan and his offense. Can we get someone quick out there that could run, like, a sub 4.5?
Yeah.
Can we get someone that could do that? I don't know.
And then your defensive line, the two guys that got hurt, obviously CJ West didn't play in this game, which sucks. But to me, it's Michael Williams.
Yeah.
He hasn't played in either game. Not that it's the end all be all, but he's been out a week and a half now. He got hurt not this previous Thursday, but the Thursday before that. Does he return to practice this week?
I hope so.
He's a guy that needs to play a lot in that third preseason game. I don't need to see the offense. I need to see Michael Williams. I think he needs the reps inside, outside, just the continuity. Like, I think my biggest issue right now is him not issue, but the biggest question mark is, like, he's so important to what they want to do this year. And there were other defensive linemen who are making plays in other camps across the league. You know, Shamar Stewart is an example.
Yeah.
Where you're like, did we take the right guy? And that's always going to be a question.
888-957-9570. I like that. What's the biggest question mark coming out of the second preseason game for the 49ers for you Niner fans? Hit us up, call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We've got a bunch of calls here I want to get before we get to Matt Lively at the top of the hour. Obviously covers the Niners, covers all things Bay Area sports, KPIX Channel 5, and also pre- and post-game for the Valkyries, as the Valkyries took an L yesterday against the Atlanta Dream. We'll talk about that with Matt. But in the meantime, let's go to Damon in SF, who's been waiting very patiently, wants to talk about one Kyle Shanahan. Damon, good morning.
What's up, guys? I got to – actually, you know what I want to do is I want to flip that question and ask you guys, all right, so did Kyle Shanahan take for granted how hard it was going to be to win a Super Bowl going forward after that 2019 season – when he had the opportunity to grab Jimmy Garoppolo and he passed on it I feel that he did so because he felt that that if he had won with Brady,
yeah, there
that kind of would have if he would have won with Brady, that that would have kind of taken away a bit of his shine as far as, like, you know, Brady got this Super Bowl rather than Kyle Shanahan's play calling. And also one more thing with how you guys have mentioned that Kyle is kind of the de facto GM. If Lynch had been a legit GM, would he have made the call to bring in Brady? I just want to hear what you guys think about that.
I think Lynch would have brought in Brady.
I think so too. I think John Lynch, obviously kind of a similar pathway to Brady, right? Being a broadcaster now, he's going to be involved with the team. They love winning. That's the Hall of Fame mentality. And he looks at a guy like Tom Brady, all his whole career has been about winning. Hell, John Lynch, did he play against Tom Brady? He might have. Like that's the thing, the cross-pollination of all these things. And in hindsight, you never know. Like, did Shanahan immediately regret it? He might have. But you know what? He might have just taken the pulse and said, you know what? I'm not going to do this to Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy that took us there and we were so damn close for winning. I'm going to give him the respect that I think I have for him. Now, in hindsight, it's kind of funny because those guys like can't stand each other.
The rumor was that he watched the tape, him and the whole group of his staff, and they didn't think Brady was good anymore. That's what he put out there. Whether that's real or not, what was true.
And in fairness, a lot of people had question marks about Brady at that time. It didn't end well. They lost to the Tennessee Titans. Lost to Ryan Tannehill's final game as a New England Patriot. Lost to Ryan Tannehill in the Tennessee bleeping Titans.
Brady's kind of in that LeBron zone where it's like, when that guy wants to come with you, like, until they are 6 feet deep in the casket, you take that individual.
Well, it was the ultimate, like, yeah, thanks for riding me off season. He had literally season after with the Bucks winning it all. His first year. Just, yep, night, see you later. Then the year after that, I think he should have won the MVP. He had an unbelievable season. Aaron Rodgers ended up winning it, but Brady and the Bucks were unbelievable.
Yeah, but that win against Green Bay of Tom Brady, we all knew once Brady got the ball back, he was going to win. We all knew it.
Yeah, everyone did.
Everyone knew it.
And then in hindsight, it was laughable thinking Mahomes with no starting tackles left or right was going to beat that Bucks defensive line in Tampa. They were favored.
The Niners would have got Gronk out of retirement. Oh. I mean, it would have been just.
Maybe they would have gone Antonio Brown too to join him. I know it sounds insane.
I don't know.
That's still is he still wanted, by the way? I think he is. He's just out there, Antonio Brown. TC is in Sacramento, which means 49ers season is approaching. TC, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. What's up, bro? How y'all doing?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. So listen, to answer the question, right? To answer that question, are we taking this dude for granted, right? Kyle Shanahan, no. No and no again. The reason, if anything, we take it for granted is not hiring Robert Saleh or hiring D'Amico Ryan to replace Kyle and putting Kyle as a coordinator. That's what we're going to look back at. At the end of all of this, right, when we don't get a ring, right, we're going to look back and say, man, why we didn't do that, right? Then we also going to look back at it like, man, this dude really can't develop quarterbacks. When the boy Lance, this ain't got nothing to do with Lance. Lance is gone, right? But when he gets with a real coach, right, and Jim Harbaugh, the guy looks half decent. Is he an MVP? Do we know that he's a starting quarterback? No, but he looks better than he was when we drafted him, right? So, you know, that's what I'm saying about the granted part with Kyle Shanahan. We're not taking this dude for granted, right? We're in the right state of mind. So I'm going to fall back. I'm not going to call in every day after every Sunday. I'm just going to let it play out how it's going to play out and let everybody see what I was talking about, dog. But to answer your question, no. We're not taking that dude for granted, bro. That's all I got.
TC, No. How much faith you got in Jake Moody? How much faith you got in Jake Moody?
Jake wasn't really the problem. We drafted Jake in the third round. To be honest with you, I kind of like the pick because I like them from Michigan. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, we got a kicker that's kicking 60 yarders. Bro, we kind of need that guy. So this is not all on Jake Moody like Shasky and Spadoni. This is on Kyle. Niner fans, quit running from thinking about Kyle. Quit trying to put it on Jake Moody. Quit trying to put it on Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy. Bro, this is on Kyle Shanahan from the jump, what we've been saying, bro. So I don't have any thoughts about Moody. Moody is Moody. This is about Kyle Shanahan, bro.
Hey, ATC. ATC.
Call.
Hey, when are the Kings getting Kuminga? What you guys giving up?
Man, we already have that deal on the table. Do y'all want Monk in the unprotected? Do y'all want Devin Stars in the unprotected? Bro, that's
God.
It. If it was me, hey, listen, hold on, Joe. If it was me, I would unprotect that pick. But at the same time, Scott Perry's like, why do we have to do it, bro? Because we in a win-win. Either y'all going to trade them to us or we going to sign them in the offseason, bro. That's all I got on that.
Always, always wear protection.
He dropped on, just didn't have anything. That call was brought to you by River Island's Gas Line, but also Durex. There you go. We got BPA and we got Dennis in San Francisco here in just a second before we get to Matt Lively, KPIX, Channel 5 in about 5 minutes.
We'll Kyle's some a very complicated individual, Joe, when it comes to...
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's when there are certain guys like once you win the ultimate prize, you silence a lot of the doubt and you've earned the benefit of the doubt. I think getting so close and losing the way that they have, it opens up so much criticism. It's probably the worst place to be in sports. Like if you just suck and you're awful, nobody thinks about you that much other than like get him out of here, he needs to go. But if
look, everybody's feeling it right now, especially at home. You lose games, and you lose multiple games,
yeah, no one cares
and you lose them in different fashions. It's not a great feeling. But I think we take the field every day in good spirits, and you got to do it again the next day.
You mean him?
Yeah, like nobody cares. But like... And now time has given Marv Levy, who you referenced, like all the flowers that he deserved.
100 years old.
Yeah, God, but he was an amazing coach.
Yeah.
An amazing coach. But he lost 4 in a row.
He did.
Like 4 in a row, okay? And then I think of someone like Bobby Cox in baseball. If he doesn't get that one World Series... Just think of how we talk about Bobby Cox.
It's interesting, right? Because I think they asked Buffalo Bills players this and Marv Levy and Jim Kelly. Would you rather have just won one Super Bowl but never go to 4 in a row or go to 4 in a row and lose and never win one, right?
Like, well, they're probably more infamous for the losing.
They are more known
yeah.
like, because of it. So yeah. It's an interesting little thing.
But if Scott Norwood makes that kick, they win.
Exactly. You never know. And again, Scott Norwood.
Well, if Joe Montana doesn't get knocked out, I think we beat them in that Super Bowl, but that's neither here nor there.
And they lost every one of those Super Bowls, right? But they were dominating the AFC.
And that team was, I don't think people understand how ridiculous that team was. Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed,
well, offense,
James
K-Gun, Lofton. Right? It was revolutionary.
K-Gun.
Yeah, the K-Gun.
Jim Kelly.
I mean, that team was so good. God.
Do you know who else is so good? He's the Jim Kelly of 95.7 The Game, one might say. It's Brian Appel.
Nah, he's a Super Bowl winner. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I would say Kyle has a reckless arrogance to him and his decision-making with regards to the team that I think is going to be his downfall. I've said this. Jake Moody is going to be Kyle's downfall. And the fact that Jake Moody is still even on the team anymore is, like, I think a pretty big indictment of Kyle Shanahan. Like, this guy is a mess mentally. I mean, like, it's like, you know, putting your finances in the hands of, like, a, you know, nephew, coke-addicted nephew or something. It's like, he is... His bizarre affiliations, Jair Brown should not even be in the conversation to be a starter.
How bad is he?
Terrible. Jake Brendel should not be the center anymore. Like, he has these just bizarre affiliations for people, political, I think. Like, the kid, the Gus Bradley's kid even being on the team.
Oh my God.
Nepotism.
Like, it's he can't afford that arrogance anymore, but it's like he has this contrarian attitude of like, oh, you tell me Jake Moody can't be my kicker? Screw you. Jake Moody's my kicker. I don't care how many he misses. It's like, and it's a recklessness, and it's been there for a long time, right? Like, remember CMC in that Super Bowl year, right? Everyone's like, stop running them into the ground, right? Like, you have good running backs on the roster. You're running this guy 40 times a game in, like, garbage time for blowouts, and it's like, yeah, he makes these just bad decisions over and over again, and they cost him. They cost him big time.
Hey,
like,
Brian.
See that Super Bowl year? I thought.
Sorry. We're gonna get Matt Lively on here in a second. I just wanted to ask you. All things being equal, right now, who do you trust more in a late game situation, Jonathan Kuminga with the ball in his hands, or Jake Moody at the 30-yard line for the go ahead field goal?
I'll give that to Kuminga. I trust Jonathan Kuminga more. Right?
I kind of do too.
Thank you, Brian.
But I don't trust Bob Melvin being able to handle the right, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.